Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Zero, one, six, nine, two.
you tell you what that means. 101692. And we're going to go put Mr. Tibbs up right away. And it'll give a chance to kind of give us a little herbal tea going on and everything else. Top part of Saturday, this day the Almighty I made. So we're going to stroll down and find Mr. Tibbs and bring him in. He'll tell you what all you need to know on the top part of Saturday. Live broadcast camp one. All the other five camps is ready to go. The gates is open up in all of the six anointed camps. So listen to see right. Get in while you fit in there before it's too late. Because you will be judged according to what's written. All right, Mr. Tibbs. We're going to find him and bring him in. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you there, Seed Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother Seed Royal, Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Tibbs. Well, this is the top part of Saturday. This is the day that Almighty hell made. All the slots are filled, 195 international countries. It's blasting on the international side, 101692. So whatever that is, you got the flow, take your time, and we can see when we get our coat off there. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And what that is a lot of people. That's 1,692 people. We all came to hear the things that most of us here on this program can hear, and some that are listening on this program never understand. And to see those things that most of us can see and some never can find, even when you show them where it's at. And to touch those things that most of us can touch and others can never feel. We put the Bible in their hands, and what do? They open up another book, or the one-eyed Satan. For the wicked can do none of the things that we do. And why? Because it's the words of Yahweh which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And evermore, we should take notes of the verses that we give. Because in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, it says, for the eyes of the right, Yahweh over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, there are a lot of us out here, as I've said many times before, that come for the good of Yahweh's word, and we receive it. And those of us with wisdom, we add unto it and commend it. But some come not for the good of others, just to see who's all attending with the numbers, what we're talking about, and who they like and don't like. And I know many out here have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize that we're here for one reason, and one reason only, and that's for the word of Yahweh. So at this particular time, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, coming to you live and open to you all's ways with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahweh's word, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek that, and you found that what you have sought. And Yahweh's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have an announced special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath, look here, it's today, Friday, from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. That's right. And Saturday is the bottom part of the Sabbath, 12 p.m. for the temple class. And the online class starting from 2 to 5 p.m., once again, until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine or any one of those smart devices you currently own. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under that big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. You may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as you did for previous use. As doing so, remember what it tells all of us that follow these instructions and what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, and the land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is another feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To use this, open up any search engine. This time, right on the search line, type 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into a live online broadcast. We currently have 2 email addresses. The first, which is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH, @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards. Would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We've taken a few verses from the Bible that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse number 8, 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26, 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as I've said many, many times before, there's still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They call doing a program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they may not be familiar, as I've said before, what Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, we find it extremely necessary to mention, by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He's usually pretty busy answering many memos, as many of us have seen on this program. Even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And mostly important, the most important thing is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is limited to only what one man can do by Yahuwah's creation, to do only 100%. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit. Because many of our questions could be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. This is where all the action of Yahuwah's word takes place. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and begin to find that this is impossible, as quoted in Matthew 19:26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Friday, which is today. This program will be repeated at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you have, right on the search line, and the three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking in it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program just by request. Just call the international line to order any day or any particular number of days. Well, today, you can imagine, is another day for Yahuwah's word. We're all here to listen to his word and receive it. And nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word and add unto it. And those that only want to hear certain verses in the Bible, following by those taking the verses meaning another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages, as I mentioned before, to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak the words of Yahuwah. They've clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that is all at possible. Because if anyone said they've done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what Yahuwah the Son said about the impossible in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. Now this is why we ask you to take notes on certain verses, because you find out that they have a pretty definite meaning in your life. We find out that the Bible tells us, as being a man or woman, we're measured by the works that we do, the things we think, say, or do to one another. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18, 18 says, yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Again, we look at James chapter 1, verse 25. 25 says, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth there within, he or she not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in his or her deed. Well, you can imagine that we put the scriptures out there to teach you Yahuwah's word, and we do it the correct way. We come straight from the book. We use the Bible to interpret the Bible. We've said many times, that's why a teacher always has to show worthiness, because a teacher that opens the door for his students has to also walk through it. Because there are those out there that ask questions for learning and those that ask to see if you know or just to trip you up. That's why I always say a teacher can't learn from his students. But already having knowledge, the teacher gains experience continually by teaching, because he already knows. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher, possibly learning to share knowledge with others of what she has learned. Even I have to admit many times this applies to myself when sharing knowledge with another. So we have to remember what it tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Verse 7 says, remember them which rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahuwah, whose face follows considering the end of their conversation. So after we receive lessons from the Bible on how to righteously proceed according to what it says, don't be led by friendly deception. Remember what Yahuwah has given men He's given man a choice, free will, if you would say, which was said to us in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. 19 says, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. So, that's what we do. We want to do the right thing. We do want that James 5:20. And we do want to teach our loved ones what we have learned also. So at this particular time, we will pass our program back to our seer Israel and keep those Bibles open. This program has yet begun to start. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. I promise to tell you, you're absolutely right. The lesson began to start, but we really was enjoying the teaching, and we was looking at these memos that's coming in, and what we have to say before we get on this top part of Saturday. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll slow down to Camp 4 and see if Camp 4 got anything else you want to add on what she brought to the table last night. Top part of Saturday, talking about the purple coin. She brought out information on the purple coin, and that purple coin is good for your digestive system, and that corresponds with the Bible. But one thing about it, see, where your digestive system, that's the key. You got to make sure your digestive system is together, and you got to make sure when you get in a relationship that these things always is checked to make sure. So remember one thing, to see if you're eating right, whatever you prepare one day, it's supposed to be eliminated the next day before you start on something else. But if you find out that you better have that what you prepared in one day is still in his system, and now you're going to give him something else to add onto his system, you're going to cause him stomach problems. And then you're going to have a lot of problems up the road. He's not going to be able to function as once were. That means you got to always check to make sure that what I fixed thirsty for you, have you eliminated that? No. Well, you ain't eating me. You ain't eating until you eliminate, because I want you to be around. And if I'm going to be a help me to you, I got to make sure you're around, and I have to understand these things. You got to eliminate. So if that means if you ain't eliminate what you ate, that means what I prepared for you must not be what's supposed to be prepared for you. Because in the run of 24 hours, everything in your system supposed to be eliminated to receive something different. But what don't happen, we can trace ourselves back to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all that's in our stomach, and then now you got something prepared for Friday. So you slowly killing him, whether you know it or not, you're slowly killing him if he don't eliminate day to day on what you prepare for him today. It got to be out of his system tomorrow, and once it's out of his system tomorrow, then you add on something new for him. You got to do that, because one thing about it, children of Israel cannot eat like everybody of the other nation eats. They can eat all that starch. Like I was telling a sister about some, she said, well, what about eggs and potatoes? Yeah, well, eggs and potatoes, that's good for the 17 nation, but I'll tell you one thing. You get to eat some eggs and potatoes, I bet they're not going to leave your system the next day. And that's why eggs and potatoes is not good for the 17, it's good for the 17 nations, but eggs and potatoes is not good for the children of Israel. That's the point we make. And it's plenty of other meats that you can eat that besides chicken and cow. And we'll go over that a little bit later too in the broadcast. But one thing about it, you have to check. Hey, my Yahuwah, what I fixed you yesterday, have you eliminated that? No. Well, then I got to watch what I'm fixing. But until you eliminate that, I ain't fixing nothing else. Because you got to get rid of what's in your stomach yesterday. put some in your stomach today. See, and that's why you have to detox and get that garbage out the system, break up all them toxins, build up in your stomach, and 50 pounds, 5 to 50 pounds are just flat-out toxins, boo-boo, doo-doo in your system. You got to get it out. And if you continue to add on to it, you're slowing yourself down. When you feel yourself drowsy, you got no pep in yourself, that's because your colon is clogged. Your colon bring you the pep. See? So you got to get your blood system going, and you have to monitor them, even your kids. What is you eating? Is yesterday, had you digested yesterday? No, not yet. Well, then you're not eating today until that get out your stomach. See, we got to be very careful now. And as the CEO's job is to bring this information to you, and we'll tell you why shortly, but we're going to find Detroit, Michigan, see if Camp 4 got anything to add on to what our research have brought to the table or whatever. We'll find out right now. Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. That's why I beat you there, senior right. What you saying, WCC? We heard a note from her yesterday. Get to the broadcast. Ain't that something? Get to the broadcast. But you... Well, I tell you what. I will not... him on the line, but can I check him out and see is he what you say he is? How about that? How about me run a background check on him before I bring him to the table? But you're not see in the room. Who is this? STEUBENDILL, Ohio, the Roman Catholic Church Resource Center, biblically vice president, and he's the treasurer, something like that. Take a peep at that Sister G. Israel name. Is M-I-K-E, Mike Aquail, A-Q-U-I-L-I-N-A, of St. Paul. He's a biblical scholar. I need to know something about him before I say anything more. His name is Mike Aquail, A-Q-U-I-L-I-N-A. From St. Paul Center in Ohio. Let me hear something about him. Oh, real quick, that's what the G is, Ram. And like we say, I give you a minute to pull that up. And like we say again, we have to, and this is Joseph's Day. This is Joseph's Day today. This is Joseph's Day where you can break your fast. And the Roman Catholic Church, 40-day Lent, they give you a solemnity, S-O-L-E-M-N-I-T, why day, where you don't have to, you can eat meat today because this is a special day, because this is a happy feast day for St. Joseph. Oh, that's not it. 12 in the canon 1261 and in the canon 51 will tell you that you can break your fast today and take care of Joseph's Day. So see or acknowledge Joseph's Day and Mike A-Q-U-I-L-I-N-A. He wants you to speak on that, and he is a biblical Roman Catholic Church Research. He's a vice president and a chairman, something. All right, well, WCC, let me find out more about him first. and then we'll see what we're going on. Let me see, can we find Sister G Israel, top part of the Saturday, and we'll bring her in, and we'll check you out, see what you're made of, then we'll get on down the road. And before I say hi to him, I want to make sure him is legit. So when you meet your sister, top part of the Saturday, Sister G Israel, Yahuwah be to that same right.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Sister G Israel. Did you have time to peep at Mike, A-Q-U-I-L-I-N-A, and tell me some on him, is he legit or not? He's on the clock, come on.
Mike, I don't want to butcher his name, of Quillen. No.
Mike
A Q U. Mike A A Q U I L I N A is the award-winning author of more than 50 books on Catholic history, doctrine, and devotion. His works have been translated into many languages. He has hosted 11 television series and several documentary films and is a frequent guest on Catholic radio. I'm reading from his site or a site, fathersofthechurch.com. So that's his bio here.
Okay. Okay. So, and he's a Roman Catholic Research Center coming out of Ohio. Is that true?
From his site it doesn't say that, but on Wikipedia it says Mike Aquilina is a popular author working in the area of church history, especially patristic and the study of the early church fathers. He is executive vice president and trustee of the St. Paul Center for Bible Theology, Biblical Theology, Roman Catholic Research Center based in Stebneville, Ohio.
Hallelujah. Well, welcome aboard there, Mike, and we'll be touching on a little bit what is my perspective on Joseph. Well, Mike, I'll tell you like this. But my perspective on Joseph, time will tell that lesson on both. Let's stay tuned. We'll touch on a little bit of that. So, we got that out of the way. All right, let's take a look at a couple of things and pertain to the reason we celebrate this day is because Joseph. But which one of these Josephs you talking about? I don't know. I tell you what I do. I entertain you for a few minutes. That's what I do. Let's go on and see if we take a look at some Joseph. Let's see what Joseph are you talking about. Let's see what Joseph you talking about. Let's run into Genesis 41. Let's run to Genesis 41. Let's see, top part of the Sabbath day, this day the Almighty hath made. Let's run and see what Joseph are you talking about, because you got many Joseph in the Bible. So what Joseph are you talking about? We'll find out. Let's go to Genesis chapter 41, verse 37 to 44 and 49. Let's take a look at this Joseph. Let's see what Joseph you talking about, and then we can tie this in on this Roman Catholic Church day called the S-O-L-E-M-N-I-T-Y day. This is the day that you can break your fast on Lent and celebrate this day of St. Joseph. All right, we'll find out some more. Genesis 41, 37 through 44, 49, top part of 70. Let's get something going on there, Sister G. Israel, you on the clock, come on.
Genesis chapter 41.
41, 37 through 44 and 49. Let's keep it a few things and see what we can get going on about this great day called Roman Catholic Church Joseph Day. Come on.
Genesis chapter 41, verses 37 through 44 and verse 49. Genesis chapter 41, verse 37. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. 38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the spirit of Yahuwah is? 39. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as Yahuwah has showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as you are. 40. You shall be over my house, and according unto your word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than you. 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set you over all of the land of Egypt, polluted from Israel. 42. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. 43. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt, polluted from Israel, land of bondage. 44. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without you shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Mizraim, land of bondage. Verse 49, and Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left numbering, for it was without number.
Mm-hmm. So, Pharaoh put Joseph to be the head man, and he says everybody owes to bow the knee to Joseph. So this Joseph right here was he in Genesis? He was something. So this Joseph right here, and he says that everybody owes to bow the knee to him. This Joseph right here, but we got to find out a little bit more about what Joseph are we celebrating. Is he celebrating this Joseph? Bow the knee to this Joseph right here, because we're going to have to tie in a couple more things about this Joseph right here. This Joseph right here was in 42 verse 6. Who is this Joseph right here? 42 verse 6. Genesis 42, verse 6. Who is it, Joseph, right here? 42, verse 6.
Genesis, chapter 42, verse 6. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all of the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth.
Mm-hmm. So this Joseph right here that was a governor over Egypt, and his brothers came to buy corn. And what happened in verse 7? Which is Joseph.
And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, Whence come you? And they said, From the land of Canaan to buy food.
Mm-hmm. So this Joseph right here, he tricked his brothers, and matter of fact, he tricked them so good, in the 43rd chapter, that it made his father think about something in 43 verse 4. So what we're trying to do is line up what Joseph we celebrate, I mean, the Roman Catholic Church, what they celebrating today about Joseph. I'm going to see, is it this Joseph, or we're going to take a look at this Joseph, and we'll take a look at the other Joseph, and let's see if this is the one that we celebrate, the Roman Catholic Church is celebrating as a feast to Joseph. What Joseph are we talking about? Here go one right here in Genesis 4:3, and pick up the verse number 4 and read down to verse 7.
Genesis chapter 43, verses 4 through 7. If you will send our brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. 5. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, You shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. 6. And Israel said, Wherefore dealt you so ill with me, as to tell the man whether you had yet a brother? 7. And they said, The man asked us straitly of our state and of our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? Have you another brother? And we told him, according to the tenor of these words, could we certainly know that he would say, Bring your brother down?
This Joseph right here had the ability to look right at his brothers, and they did not recognize him, period. And can you pull up anything? What do the Egyptian look like? What do Egyptian look like? G. Israel, can you pull up anything about the Sons of Ham and any type of book that'll tell you Egyptian look like? Because they thought he was just the big governor. They look right at him, and he said, he told us plainly, if we don't bring our brother back, we ain't got nothing coming. So this Joseph right here was able to stand in the place of the known king. And they thought he was the big governor, but they supposed him to be a son of Ham. Can you tell me anything about that? The sons of Ham and the Egyptian, what they look like there? Because, like I said again, I want to know what Joseph are we celebrating. That's what I want to know in a minute. So we're celebrating a Joseph, but what image do we have in our head? Do we have the Bible image in our head, or do we have an image of somebody else? We'll find out. What you got on the descendants of Ham there and any of their descendants there? Sister G. Israel?
This is from Amazing Bible timeline.com. It says the Bible directly refers to Egypt as the land of Ham. The word Ham is believed to come from the word Kwam, which means black, hot, or and burnt in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm. So, but did Ham have any sons that we can connect? Because the 10 tribes I mean, it's Ten Ham, Songs.
Okay, okay. Ham himself has four sons, namely Cush, Ethiopia, Mizraim, Egypt, Put, Libya, and lastly Canaan. Canaanites are...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but do we have anything we can read?
Well, that's off the fly. That's off the fly from me Googling it.
Okay, but I need a color on the Egyptians according to ancient times, because the ten sons look right at Joseph, and they say he's a governor, and they went to the land of Egypt, so he tied it in together. I need something on Egypt. What do Egypt mean? What do Egypt mean according to color? Because they had no problem to tell their father Israel that the governor of Egypt, the big dignitary, he talked rough to us. He told us to bring Joseph back, or we ain't got nothing coming. And his father said, well, why'd you tell that man all your business like that? He said, the man talked to us straightly like he looked through our head or something. So I need to know something, what they were looking at, Sister Gia, but we'll table that for a minute. Maybe somebody in class will pull up something on the Songs of Ham and tell me something about the Egyptians, because I want to tie this in while this big dignitary, Michael Quayle. What's his name again, Sister Gia?
Aquilina.
Okay, and
that's the best of my pronunciation.
Yeah, I want to tie this in while you're on the line. That what Joseph, you're celebrating? Is you celebrating this Joseph right here? And we'll get to the next one shortly. But I need to know something pertaining to this big governor, which is of Egypt, and we found out this is Joseph. This is Joseph. But the ten brothers looked right at him, and he looked like the people of the land of Egypt. So I need to know something on Egypt. I'll tell you what I do. We'll leave that right there. We'll wait to somebody in class, pull that up, and tell me something about that. Let's go a little further on that. We'll come back to it. We'll get that color together by going to the 50th chapter of Genesis. We'll get a little bit more on that, because I'm going to tie in what Joseph we talking about. I'm going to go to the 50th chapter now, and we'll look at somebody else. Okay. And what happened in Genesis chapter 50, verse 1 and 2, then we'll skip down to verse 5, and take it down to verse number 11. We're going to tie some in real quick there, Sister G. Israel. Genesis chapter 50, verse 1, 2, 5 through 11. Come on.
Genesis chapter 50, verses 1 through 2 and 5 through 11. Genesis chapter 50, verse 1. And Joseph fell upon his father's face and wept upon him and kissed him. 2. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father, and the physicians embalmed Israel. Verse 5. My father made me swear, saying, lo, I die in my grave, which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan. There shall you bury me. Now, therefore, let me go up, I pray you, and bury my father, and I will come again. 6. And Pharaoh said, go up and bury your father, according as he made you swear. 7. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his family, and the elders of the land of Egypt, Mizraim, land of bondage. 8. And all of the family of Joseph and his brethren and his father's family, all only their little ones and their flock and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen. 9. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. 10. And they came into the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond Jordan. And there they mourned with a great and very sore lamentation, and he made a mourning for his father 7 days. 11. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the threshing in the floor of Atad, they said, "This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians, Mizraim." Wherefore, the name of it was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond Jordan.
Okay, so now we see Joseph went to bury his father, and all of the family of Israel that was there, they all went, and when his cousins seen them coming as being a big dignitary, they thought Joseph and the children of Israel and all the people that were there was their cousins, the Canaanites. And the Canaanites is the sons of Ham. And Brother Yadai Israel, I know you're stretching out real good. I need to know, according to the book of Compact Bible Dictionary, I need to know who all that Ham have in his family. Because right now, the children of Israel, Joseph and all of the family of Israel, when the Canaanites looked directly at them, they thought they were Egyptians. So I need to know something about the Compact Bible Dictionary that tells us something and what page was that on. Because the 10 boys looked right at Joseph and called him the big governor of Egypt, and he knew, but I need to know, what did they see out of their eyes about the Egyptians? Brother Yahdai Israel, what you working with?
Right from the Compact Dictionary of the Bible, page number 213, and it reads, Ham, youngest son of Noah, on probably about 96 years before the flood, one of the 8 persons to lead us through the flood. He became the progenitor of the dark races.
The dark races. So, all right, now we found out some dark. Let's see, he's the progenitor of the dark races. Ham is the father of the dark races. Come on.
But not the Negro.
But he's not the father of the Negro. The Negroes, he's not the father of the Negroes. Ham is not the father, so the Negroes is not African Americans. Because Ham is not the father of ones that you call African Americans. He's not the father of the Negroes. Go ahead.
But the Egyptians.
Right there, that's all I want. So Ham is the father of the Egyptians, and those he are. He's a father of, what color is there again, according to the historical facts?
The father, the progenitor of the dark races.
Oh, so that's why we asked the big dignitaries on the network that what Joseph are you celebrating? So it must not be this one. So this one right here, he's of a dark race, and he can pass for the Egyptians of a dark race. This Joseph right here. So this not be the Joseph we celebrating today. The Roman Catholic Church is celebrating with the big dignitary in the room, Mike, A-Q-U-I-L-I-N-A. from St. Paul Center. So this ain't the one right here. So now we got to go further. This one right here, matter of fact, not only since Ham is the father of the dog race, I need to go take a peep at somebody else in Exodus chapter 2. Since we got the Egyptians is dark peoples. Egyptians is dark peoples. We got that on the table. So I don't know what Joseph are we celebrating, because this Joseph is dark skinned. Right here. So let's go to God bless you. So let's go to Exodus chapter 2 and see who else. Because you might have a celebration of him too coming up. Since you're celebrating Joseph, we want to know if you're celebrating this guy. In Exodus chapter 2, let's pick it up at verse number 16. Well, let's look at verse 1, 2 verse 1. And get a name on who we're talking about in verse 10. Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 and 10. 1 and 10. Let's see what it says there. So, G, Israel. 1 and chapter 2, verse 1 and 10.
Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 and 10. And there went a man of the family of Levi and took a wife, a daughter of Levi.
We'll read verse 2.
10.
Let's see what happened in verse 2. What did they do in verse 2?
And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. 10.
And
the child grew.
10?
And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, because
okay.
I drew him out of the water.
So this guy came from two Levites, and two Levites, so Pharaoh automatically knew that his daughter had this baby. So he clearly, she must have had a Egyptian man to produce this baby, Moses, because she is her baby. She called him Moses. Now let's see what Moses looked like in verse number 16. What Moses looked like according to the eyewitness in verse 16.
16. Now that the priests of Midian.
Yeah, 16:18.
Verse 16-18. Now the priests of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. 17. And the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. 18. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that you are come so soon today?
Next verse.
19. And they said, an Egyptian, Mizraim, delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock.
So we find out now Moses passed for a dark Egyptian, because Egyptians is dark people, so we know the Catholic Church gonna have a celebration for Moses. If you got one for Joseph, that means you have one for Moses too, sooner or later. Now, so we find out that Joseph is a dark man. Moses is a dark man. Now let's go get one more and we go and find out this other Joseph. Find out what Joseph are you talking about we celebrating today on the 19th. Let's go to Acts 21. Let's find out about this this guy. Because we feel that Joseph, if Joseph got a special day today, and this is a black man, dark man, we go on and see about this in Acts 21. Who is this guy right here? Because we know now the Egyptians are dark-skinned people, sons of Ham. Now let's go to Acts 21, and we'll pick up at verse 37.
Acts chapter 21, verses 37 through 38. And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said unto the chief captain, "May I speak with you?" Who said, "Can you speak Greek?" 38. "Are not you that Egyptian, which before these days made it an uproar and led us out into the wilderness, 4,000 men that were murderers?"
So now another eyewitness looked right at Paul, and asked Paul, "Is Paul, are you that dark-skinned Egyptian?" What did Paul say in 11 verse 1? He was. Let's see what Paul said. David will come back and read the next verse, and we'll tie that in. Let's see what Paul says in 11 verse 1. He said, "Paul, are not you Egyptian, Paul? Egyptians are dark-skinned people, just like Joseph, just like Moses." Now let's see what he said. What kind of answer did he give in Romans 11 verse 1?
Romans. Chapter 11, verse 1. "I say then, has Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin."
And that's So Paul said, "No, I'm not Egyptian. I'm an Israelite. I'm the same. I look just like the same ones that came." Hallelujah. I look just like the same one that the Canaanites seen, and they seen all of the Israelites that came, and who did they see in 1:1-6? Let's see what they see. Exodus 1:1, he said, "I'm just like all the ones in Exodus chapter 1:1-6.
Exodus chapter 1, verse 1-6. "Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt, polluted from Israel, every man and his household came with Israel. Two, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yahdah, Judah. Three, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Four, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. Five, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. Six, and Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation."
Mm-hmm. And since you read verse 6, what did they call again, and what is the name of these people again in verse 7? What is the name of all the names that you just got to mention in verse 7? What is their name?
"And the children of Israel."
The children of Israel. So all these names that you got through just mentioning, and every last one of these tribes, every last one of them can pass for Egyptian at the time Before what? Before what? And Hosea 4:17. Before what? Now, every last one of these tribes, and how do we know that? Let's go back to 50 chapter one more time, make sure. How do we know all of them can pass for Egyptians? How do we know this? Every last one, now this is what we got to learn this. This is on the cap. We got to learn this for here. Because all 12 tribes, 12 brothers and their families, 50 verse number 11. Now here go the eyewitness list. Every last name in Genesis 50 verse 11 and what they say. Let's read it where you see it.
Genesis chapter 50, verse 11. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Atad, they said, "This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians." Wherefore the name of it was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond Jordan.
So when the children of, and that's what, I know I just read the article there. Probably y'all got it yesterday. Don't think I don't check out everything. Now, here go report. The report says the Egyptian, what his name? Nassau, her name is Karma. What his name is, Brother Yacht Guy Israel? In 1970, he said he looked right at the 12 tribes of Israel when they were leaving Egypt. He said they left out black and came back white.
Yeah.
They left out black and came back white. You know, so this is report. When you go look at this guy over here, of his report, he said, "I'm an eyewitness that the children of Israel, the so-called Jews, which is Israelites, they left out in 1970, the report said, they left out black and they came back in white.
That's right.
Now, the eyewitness just said, they looked red at Joseph, buried his father and all his brothers and everybody. And they called him Egyptian.
That's right.
Egyptian is black folks.
Yeah.
So what color is all the Israelites at this time? All of them is dark skinned. Every Israelite on the red here is dark skinned. So that's what Yahweh created. That's why I asked the question, what Joseph are we celebrating today? Huh? Is Moses and Paul, all of them were dark-skinned people.
Yeah, right.
So now let's go back to the 21st chapter, and now let's read that next verse again, and we'll be able to pronounce sentence on the word that you get ready to say, and we're going to tie it in. Now let's go back to Acts 21. So see, we are not as the big dignitaries in the room, but I want to know, who are we celebrating? What Joseph? Is it just Joseph? No, not just Joseph here. Okay, the 21st chapter. I want to look at Paul's answer now with that understanding. He said, "I'm his life on tribe of business." So now Paul's going to say something right here in 39 and 20, Acts 21:39, he asked the question, he said, "Are you that Egyptian that led all the men out by 400 men and you and was murdered?" And Paul responded in 39 by saying, what? Bring it home in grand style there. G, bring it home and what he said, what you pronounce sentence on. 39.
Chapter 21, verse 39. Acts 21, verse 39. But Paul said, "I am a man which am an Israelite of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of a no mean city.
Hold on, let's come back at that again. Let's come back at that again. And what Paul's saying here, come back at that again. I am a, he says, they look right at Paul. He couldn't say he was no Israelite. He said he was, he had to identify a kingdom, southern or northern, and he made it plain who he were. He was, the word is Jew, polluted by Yahweh Judah. So he says, word is Judah, but he otherwise he can pass for Judah. That's what he's saying. So Paul can pass for a kinfolk of Judah. And now let's see what Judah looked like. Let's run to 14 verse 2 of Jeremiah. So he's saying what he says, I'm Judah. God, he told them, I mean, he could say he's leaning tribe. Oh, look like he told at this time here anyway. So he said, I'm from the tribe of Judah. Is that what he's saying? Sister G, is that what he's saying here?
Yeah, my fault.
Is that what he's saying? He said, I'm from the tribe of Judah. I mean, you don't know no different, like a family reunion. You don't know. We know. Who, but you don't know. But we know I can say Judah. So Paul can say Judah, although he's from what tribe? Benjamin. Huh? He can say Judah like Mordecai. Say Mordecai, Yahweh Judah. He's okay, fine. I'll be Yahweh Judah. You don't know different no way. Because there ain't no difference between Yahweh Judah and Benjamin and Levi, the companion. They all look like 14 verse 2 of Jeremiah. What do they look like in 14 verse 2?
Jeremiah chapter 14 verse 2. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2. Yahweh Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground, and the cry of Yahweh Judah is gone up.
They are black to the ground. So now let's come back and read that verse now in grand style, that 21, verse 38. And that's what he said. So let's tie this in by pronouncing sentence on a polluted word, not to ignore the word. But, you know, nobody, even the cousins, they didn't know the difference. They thought all of them was Egyptians. I thought y'all could be anybody, you know. Y'all, we know you're sons of Ham. So that's the point we're making. The children of Israel,
yeah.
Before they got caught up here, and got caught up by being everything but what they're supposed to be, they came out with, they was one base color according to the record.
That's right.
Now, we'll take care of that another time and show you what caused you to get all these different complexions on you. But right now, according to the record, Paul, Moses, Joseph, all passed for dark-skinned Egyptians, according to the record. So that's why I asked the question, what Joseph are we celebrating today? Is it Joseph? Well, we'll look it over in just a minute. Now, read that verse again there. Put in place in Jesus' red. Don't knock this verse out the park now. Acts 21:38, when Paul responded.
Acts chapter 21. Verse 38. Are not you that Egyptian polluted word for Mizraim, which before these days made us an uproar and led us out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers? 39. But Paul said, I am a man which am Yahweh Judah of Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beseech you, suffer me to speak unto the people.
So this Paul right here, the Paul of the Bible, can pass for who? According to that verse there. Mr. G, who can this Paul of the Bible, who can he pass for?
Ham, Mizra.
No, according to that verse. According to that verse 39, what is he passing for according to verse 39?
Just by Judah, the southern kingdom.
That's what he's passing for. So Paul can pass for a dark-skinned man of the tribe of Yahdah Judah, the one you call the Negro. Paul can pass for the polluted word called the Negro, the black, the son of Yahdah Judah. Because he just told them, yeah, that's what I'll be. I'll be one of them. He can pass for them. Now we clear what the Israelites look like. Now we're going to see what Joseph are you celebrating. Now let's run to Matthew chapter 1. I want to find out what Joseph are you celebrating. Are you celebrating one in the Bible or one that you made up yourself? I want to know about the one, if you celebrate the one in the Bible. Let's look at Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to look at this Joseph right here in verse 18 and 19.
Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now that the birth of Yahweh the Son was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the righteous spirit. 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily.
Next verse.
20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the ministering spirit of Yahweh appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the righteous spirit.
Oh, the mental spirit called him the son of Yahdah David. The mental spirit looked right at Joseph and called him Yahdah, because no David from the tribe of Judah too now. So he looked right at Joseph and said, Joseph, you the son of David. That's big talk right there, y'all. That's big talk right there. Let's go to the second chapter and get a second witness of Luke 2, verse 4. So my question is, what Joseph are you celebrating? And this is the other Joseph right here. But this Joseph right here looked like the same Joseph that can pass for an Egyptian. So which one is y'all celebrating? Over there talking about day is the feast day of Joseph. Is you celebrating the Bible Joseph, or you celebrate one you are made up? That's what we want to know.
Yes.
We want to know if you celebrate one in the Bible, because the one in the Bible is 2 verse 4.
Luke chapter 2, verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Yahdah Judah, unto the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was of the nation, the family, and lineage of David.
Oh, there it is right there. So we find out now Joseph, the two Joseph of the Bible, can pass for Egyptian or dark-skinned Yahdah Judah.
Yes.
So what Joseph are we celebrating, WCC? What Joseph, what is we celebrating, one of the Bible, or are we celebrating one that was made up now? Now, this Joseph of the Bible, he was told something else by the mental spirit in the second chapter of Matthew. He was told something else in the second chapter of Matthew. He was told something. What was he told to do? And in Matthew chapter 2, pick up at verse number 12 down to verse 13 and pick it back up at 19 to 23 in the closing statement there, Sister G. Israel. Let's see what we're working with. Matthew chapter 2, and we'll pick it up at 12 and 13. And 19 through 23, and a powerful closing statement, you and the clock come up.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 12 through 13 and 19 through 23. Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. And be warned of Yahuwah in a dream that they should not return to Herod. They departed into their own country another way. 13. And when they were departed, behold, the ministering spirit of Yahuwah appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, fluted for Mizraim, land of bondage. And be you there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. 19.
Hold that point. This is a big talk right here. The spirit told Joseph to take his wife and his baby because Herod wanted to destroy the young child. But I was trying to find out one thing. When he told him that, did he look around and check what time it was or check that one eye staying out? What did he do when he was told to take care of Yahweh's business in verse 14?
14. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, Mizraim. 19. But when Herod was dead,
Hold on. Let me get an answer, G. See, when you got a call on your 609 accounts, we got to step to the plate on this business right here. This is the business we got to take care of. We can't look to our left, to our right. When we know we got the call on us, we got to step to the plate. And we ain't got to worry about that one-eyed statement or whatever he's saying, nothing. We got to step to the plate and do Yahuwah's business. Joseph took the young child and his mother and got on down to Egypt. He blended with. He didn't go that far for protection. He went there to blend in because the mother, Joseph, and Yahuwah the son all looked just like the people of Egypt. So they went over there and hid out there until what? 19 to 23 in the closing statement. Come out.
Say verse 19. But when Herod was dead, behold, the ministering spirit of Yahuwah appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Mizraim. 20. Saying, in Egypt, polluted for Mizraim. 20. Saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead, which sought the young child's life. 21. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. 22. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Yahdah Judah in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of Yahuwah in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. 23. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the seers. He shall be called a Nazarene.
So we found out one thing, that the children of Israel had one base color, and we'll get on that another time. They had one base color, and all of them look like each other, and all of them can say that from any tribe. Nobody know the difference. Even the cousins didn't know the difference. But now the Israelites got a lot of pinto colors on now. I wonder what happened. We'll find out another time. I don't know. But Sister G. Israel, it's on your part. How about a closing statement, top part of Saturday, you on the clock, come on.
Thank you, Sister Israel, for connecting the books. And Psalm chapter 104, verses 33 through 35. I will sing unto Yahuwah as long as I live. I will sing praise to my Yahuwah while I have my being. 34, my meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in Yahuwah. 35, let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless you, Yahuwah, O my soul. Praise you, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, hallelujah, Yahuwah, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent again, after the Israel. All right. We'll run back and get Mr. Tibbs closing thoughts. We'll get his closing thoughts on top part of the Saturday in Yahuwah and see exactly what he got to close out with. Mr. Tibbs, you want to clap for your closing statement on top part of the Saturday? Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for continuing to listen to the word of Yahuwah. And we know that we all have came to hear these things, that most of us are listening here, and some listening never understand. And to see those things that most of us see and some can never find. We touch those things that most of us here can touch and others can never feel. For the wicked can do none of these things, because it's the words of Yahuwah which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. The righteous explained in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13 says, verse 12, for the eyes of the Yahuwah are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahuwah is against them that do evil. 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, I've said many times before, there are a lot of us that come to the good of Yahuwah's word, and we receive it. And those of us who are wise, we add unto it and commend it. But some come not for the good of others, just to see who's attending, who they like and don't like. And I know many have seen this much as I before. These are the people that have to realize that we're here for one reason, and that's for the word of Yahuwah. So therefore, knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahuwah's word, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek that which you have found in Yahuwah's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, which is today. Class starts at 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. Saturday is the bottom part of Sabbath. Temple class this time starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5, once again, until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine or any one of those smart devices you have. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under that line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, may appear to be a little different. This time you may see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, your kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, and the land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of, Hallelujah Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during a live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine, right on the search line, on any one of your devices, type 3 words, Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We currently are using 2 email addresses. The first, which is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal, @gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahweh's ministry. Think to considerably use them before broadcast time or afterwards. It's greatly, greatly be appreciated. It's not to disturb Yahweh's words. We're using a few verses from the Bible that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, it says, "Answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." In the book of James, we'll look at chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as I've said many, many times before, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They call during the program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahweh are being spoken unto you. I suppose they may not be familiar with what Yahweh the Son has said in the book of Matthews, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of Yahweh." Also, we find it extremely necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions directly via voicemail, email, or text. He's usually pretty busy answering many memos, even thoughts of having just running a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly, what's mostly important, preparing Yahweh's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahweh's creation to do only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahweh be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call or leave a message on scriptures you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our 6 anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry, but not the seer. The seers often try to exceed Yahweh's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. So now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m., which is today. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking enter, just look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you see that you would like to listen. Also, again, we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, we're at the point where it seems like that a lot of people come for Yahweh's word, and nothing has changed except the number of people that come and receive Yahweh's word and add unto it. And those that only want to hear certain verses in the Bible, speaking of those verses that they don't like, following by taking the verses completely another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener once again, flipping the pages to look like they're paying attention. But as I said before, they're lost when they're called to speak the words of Yahweh. It seems they're clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And seriously thinking about this, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman can do that was Yahweh created to do in this life, and that if that's all possible. Because I'm looking at, if anyone even says they've done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahweh's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what Yahweh the Son said about the impossible in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with Yahweh, all things are possible." So, at this particular time, we will turn our program back to our seer Israel. We know that this program is very interesting, so you should keep your Bibles open and continue to take notes. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's
the seer. I was looking at the book that Brother Yahweh brought in. Shem's book, we got another name on it, the Law's book, called The Herbal Remedy. And in this book right here, a whole lot of good stuff. We're going to help the anointed six camps get on their feet. And like we said earlier, it's not the fact that eggs and potatoes and rice, the fact of it is, it's when you eat eggs, potatoes, and rice, it's going to be in your system, and it won't eliminate the next day. So you're going to take something else and pack it on that.
Yeah.
So that's why we tell you, because we had a lot of calls yesterday, said, "You mean we can't eat no eggs, no potatoes?" That's the way it's the point that you're trying to help your body. When you put that starch in your body, that potatoes and eggs, it's not going to leave your body the next day for the time to eat the next meal. So remember one thing, whatever you eat today, you're supposed to eliminate that first before you put something else in your body. So if that unpacks into your body, then you add on some more unpacks into your body. That's why you're going to drag your feet. Because your colon can't keep up with that. So you got to eliminate yesterday to add on today. So if you ain't had no elimination today, you don't be eating nothing until you get rid of it. So then you got to find out who cooked that and say, hey, hold that up. Well, that's in our system too many days. And hot as my system is inside, all I'm building up is fungus and all type of bacteria in my body. I will be no count to nobody. So it's best for you, if you're going for the win, you put the potatoes and the eggs down and the rice. You put it down and go for the win. Get your body together. Then you'll know what you can put in your body, what you can cheat on, what you can't. But once you find out how good you feel it, a lot of things you're going to say, I ain't going back to it anyway. And on that note, we're going to turn it over to Brother Yahweh Israel, lead teacher, Cap 1, and bringing in with a loud voice when you meet your brother. With a loud voice you say, Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be with you, feed royal.
Well, bless you, see Israel, and feed royal. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Your show too close.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, we are rolling in on another top part of the Sabbath day. And as we say, if you'll teach you why, right? This is Yahweh doing.
Right.
It's marvelous in our eyes.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So we don't take it as a heavy burden. Yahweh the Son made a statement, if I can pull it out before I give me some Luke 12. Mother Israel, if you don't mind, Yahweh the Son made a statement in the book of Matthew, Mother, let's see if we can pull this out right quick. In Matthew chapter 11. Let's look at 25 through 30. Mother Israel, see right. Let's keep that just right quick. Yahweh the Son made a statement about what's on the table. Let's see how he put it, Mother Israel. Matthew chapter 11. Let's think of that 25. Let's get all this conversation in, Mother Israel.
Mm.
25 through 30. Let's see how Yahweh the Son laid it down. Mm.
Matthew.
Coming 3 weeks away from another great celebration of Yahuwah's feast.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
I'm saying V-O-T-G-Y. This is Yahuwah's doing.
And it's marvelous
in our eyes.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
But let's go ahead and get us some Luke. Mother Zia, girl, see you, Royal. Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Mother Z, Israel, see you, Royal. Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
So we believe that at B-O-T-T-Y, right?
That's right.
In that very same hour the righteous minister spirit will teach you, right?
Right.
What you ought to say. But now, you know, the world say, hey, you teach me too, right? That's what the world say, Mother D of Israel. It teach me too. But let's see what he say in the book of Psalms, Mother D of Israel, about all that good stuff. Such in the book of Psalms, chapter 58, but I don't see what I'm looking for there. I wonder how I walk now.
Is it 50, 58, which one
is it? I'm looking for it. Ain't that Psalm 50, Mother, do you have Israel to see right? Let's see if that's so. Let's think of that verse 16 and 17, Mother, do you have Israel to see right?
Psalm chapter 50, verses 16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
But unto the wicked.
But unto the wicked. Now, we gotta lay the wicked out and make it plain, right?
Make it plain, Brother Yaka.
He said unto the wicked. Let's see if we can put a name on. Let's see if we can run down this wicked right quick. Go to the book of Job, Mother Israel. Job chapter 9, verse 24. Let's see if we can run the wicked down right quick. He said, because this conversation is, now you want to say, you know what, did he say anything to me? Yeah, we put a ring when he said to you. With Job 9:24, Mother Israel, see right. Did he talk about us? Yeah, he talked about you. 9:24, Mother Israel, see you right. Let's see if we can get a lead on him. The wicked.
Chapter 9, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is given into the hands of the wicked.
So the one that's running things right now, right? Mm-hmm. That's why I say that, hey, he got a title, and that's the wicked. Mm-hmm. Mother Israel. To show his true colors.
He covers the face of the judges. Yeah.
So he, as they say, what they call that, he whitewashed. That's what he did. He whitewashed the judges there, right? And like the CEO was teaching on, all 12 times, because they can look in the mirror and they say, yeah, that's my brother, yeah, that's my brother, that's my sister. So they are the view, the color. But he covered the faces of the judges there, boy.
And if not,
and
who is he?
Now he said, look here. If it's not the one that covered the faces of the judges, that means the proof is in the pudding, right?
Yeah.
It ain't the one to say that they, it's irrational. And he put the image out there to prove his point. And told Yahweh Judah and the 10 other tribes to bow down and worship him. Ain't that right?
That's
the one that put the image out there and say, I'm Yahweh. Ain't that right? So we got a line on you, Mr. Esau. Let's run back to that Psalm 50, Mother D of Israel, C. Roy. Mr. Esau and his five sons, Mr. White Man and Miss White Woman, right?
Yes.
That is the one that Yahuwah said that the earth is in the hands of, ain't that right?
That's right.
Psalm 50, verse 16 and 17. What did Yahuwah got to say to the five sons of Esau?
Psalm 50, 16
and
17.
Yes, ma'am.
But unto the wicked,
mm-hmm.
Yahuwah said.
What did he say?
What hast thou to do? What is thou to do to declare my statutes,
mm-hmm.
or that thou shouldest take my covenant in your mouth?
He said, now look here, Mr. Wicked. What you doing trying to say
You know me.
Yes.
You got my covenant in your mouth, Mr. Wicked. What you up to here? Come on, Mother dear.
17.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing thou hatest destruction and castest my words behind you.
I'm saying, you know, is that what Esau did?
Yeah, he did.
He despised his birthright.
Yeah, he did. That he did.
So this thing is lining up a little bit here.
Yes,
he despised, let's read that. Mother Z and Brother Z and Royal. Let's read that in the book of Hebrews. Get him in the book of Hebrews. I believe it's 11, 12, which one is it? The book of Hebrews. We're in Hebrews chapter 12. Mother, be Israel, see you right. Take it about 15 to 17. Let's see if we can get it on the table. Because he cast the word behind you. Is that right? Let's see if we can tie this in, Mother, be Israel. See you right here. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 15 and verse number 17. Mothers be Israel. Genesis chapter 25. let's pick it up. I'm going to read a little bit of this good storyline here, Mother D.F. Israel C. Reuters. Pick up at verse 21. There's a whole lot of good reading because we're going all the way to 34. This is Mother D.F. Israel.
We
are right. But Genesis 25, pick it up at verse 21.
Genesis 25, verse 21 to 34.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 21. And Isaac entreated Yahweh for his wife, because she was barren.
Yes, ma'am.
Of him, for and Rebecca, his wife, conceived. 22. And the children struggled together within her.
Yes, ma'am.
And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Yahweh.
So she went to inquire of Yahweh, but what move did Rebecca have to make? Did she have a beeline to Yahweh? Go and talk to a few more individuals like that, right?
How do Yahweh?
And they brought the answer back to Sister Rebecca. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Go ahead, read on.
23. And Yahweh said unto her,
what you say?
Two nations are in your womb.
Say, look at it. Two nations are in your womb. Go ahead.
And two manner of people shall be separated from your bowels.
So he said two manner of people. And one of them possess one characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's going to have a totally different characteristic, right?
Yeah.
As they say, opposites of one another.
Mm-hmm.
In every way, shape, and form.
That's good.
Go ahead and read on, Mother D.F.
The one people shall be stronger than the other.
Now, we don't even have to identify that one people that's stronger, because every way you name we know who that one people is, right?
That's right.
I mean, everything you got that's useful to society, that one people is the one that came up with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the stoplight, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about the refrigerator, the car engine? You name it. They always want to say, yeah, y'all stronger physically. No. Every which way but loose.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Mother D.F. Israel.
And the elders shall serve the younger.
Lord, when they're all said and done, the elders is going to serve the younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on.
24.
Uh-huh.
And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb.
Mm-hmm.
25. And the first came out red all over like a hair of garment, and they called his name Esau.
So the first came out red all over. Like a hairy garment, right?
Yeah.
They call his name Esau.
Mm-hmm.
Which his name means wasted away, is he, right?
Mm-hmm.
They say, where's the rest of this fella at?
Mm-hmm.
We all got something that this guy ain't got.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mother D.F. Israel.
26.
Uh-huh.
And after that came his brother out, and his hands took hold on Esau's heel.
I want y'all to remember this. Keep it in your mind, because I'm going to read a little portion out of a book that took me by surprise. I want to see what y'all think about it. Go ahead, read.
Hallelujah.
And his name was called Jacob.
So Jacob came out, he was a plain man, is that what he say?
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Jacob. Verse 29. Oh, yeah.
I'm still in 26.
All right, but I got all the hits of you.
And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them.
Mm-hmm.
27. And the boys grew. And
Jump down. Let's get to the storyline. Jump down to 29, Mother D.F. Israel.
Okay. Genesis 25, 29.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob saw Hodish. And Esau came from the fields, and he was faint.
Mm-hmm.
30. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray you, with that same red pottage, for I am faint.
Yes,
therefore was his name called Edom.
So he said, feed me with that red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. Go ahead.
31.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob said, tell me this day your birthright.
Now Jacob put forth a business proposition, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, look here, old boy. Go ahead and give me that birthright. Sell me that birthright. Go ahead.
32. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die.
So Esau cast it behind his back, right?
That's right.
Yahweh asked, what did you got to do with my covenant?
Yeah.
See that you hate instruction.
Right.
And you cast my word behind your back.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read on.
And what prophet shall this birthright
do
to me?
So Esau said, this thing ain't doing me no good.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read on.
33.
Uh-huh.
And Jacob said, swear to me this day, and he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob.
So Jacob said, hey, look here. Sign on the dotted line, brother.
That's right.
Verse 34.
Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage and of lentils.
Mm-hmm.
And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Esau despised this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Yahweh said, seeing you hated destruction, and you cast my word behind your back.
Yeah.
It's a statement of, I was trying to run down in the book of Jasher. I can't lay my eyes on it. Let me see if I can. In 1 minute, Mother Eve, let's see if I can run it down. Let's look at Jasher chapter. Let's see if we can run into it or something.
Take your time, brother. You got Jasher. What about you, Mother Z?
All right, Mother Z, Israel, C. Roy. Let's see if we can read into this thing, Mother. Chapter 26. Come to the book of Jasher, chapter 26. Mother Israel of the Royal. And let's pick it up at verse number 16. See what we can get out of this, if we can get anything out of here, Mother. Mm-hmm. Book of Jasher, 26. Let's pick it up at 16. Let's read down to verse number 22. See if we can hear what we need to hear here, Mother E. Yes, ma'am.
Book of Jasher, chapter 16.
Mm-hmm. Chapter 26.
Verse 16 to 22.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaac, the son of Abraham, was 60 years old, and he began.
When you begat Esau and Jacob, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two nations in your womb, Rebecca. The two manner of people shall be separated, right?
Yes.
From your body. Verse 17.
Mm-hmm. And the boy grew up to
their 15 years. They were 15 years old, right?
Right.
Go ahead, what happened?
And they come among this society.
They came amongst the society. So they get ready to enter into manhood, right? They came amongst the society of who?
Of the men of Esau.
No, no, brother, don't run that together. You gotta period that. They came into the society of men.
Come to the society of men.
Is that what it say?
Yes.
Now, continue. Esau what?
Esau was a
divine.
And deceitful man.
So Esau characteristic, right?
Yes.
Esau a deceiver, ain't that right?
Yes.
What's another name for a deceiver? What's another name for a deceiver?
Mm.
According to Revelation 12:9, what's another name for a deceiver, Mother Z? Revelation 12, verse number 9. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. How you preach that?
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And that great dragon was cast out.
And that great dragon, what kind of dragon in verse number 3, Mother Lee? Yeah, give me that first line or so in verse 3. Revelation 12, verse 3. What did that first line say?
Revelation 12, verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven.
What did it say?
And behold, a great red dragon.
What kind of dragon?
Red dragon,
right? Well, the books up here. Go ahead, verse number 9, Mother Z. So he's a red dragon.
What
about that red dragon, Mother Z?
Verse 9. And that great dragon was cast out.
And the dragon was cast out, go ahead. That old serpent, what?
Called the devil. And Satan, which deceived the whole world.
So this guy done did what?
Deceived the whole world.
It's deceiver, right?
Mm-hmm.
And another name for the deceiver is that old devil, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going with what I can read.
I'll leave y'all off.
Joshua 26, verse 17, Mother Israel, see you, right? Let's see how much he can steal.
That's right.
And see, one thing he done stuck his hand in on in the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, Mother Israel, see you right. Let's pick it up. If I can get to some Obadiah, maybe I... Yeah, let's look at Obadiah 1. And let's look at verse number 5. Let's look at 12 and 13, Mother Israel, see you right. Obadiah chapter 1, 5, 12 and 13. Let's see what he's working with here, Mother E. Because he was driven out like a thief. And then what the book says. And let's see how much he bestowed according to the word of Yahuwah. Mother Israel, see you right. people people are going to be stronger than the other, right? So we got to learn on the base, man. It ain't for one guy left, right? So we got to learn on this thing. They were what?
Base men.
Mm-hmm. They were what?
Oh, they were Valor. Valor did the earth.
Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
What about them?
And now am I their son, yet I am their thy word.
He said, look here, we are they by word. Mm-hmm. They call us saying that hey, we answer to you like that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at your black man. He said, what you want, boss?
Mm-hmm.
I said, who you talking to? That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Mother Z, Mother E. Israel, let's get back to that Jasher. Jasher, chapter 26. Where we leave off there, Molly? Where did we leave off there?
He was still in 17.
Verse number 17. Get back up at the top. Let's see if we get back at this. Chapter 26, verse 17.
And the boy grew up. He was there 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And they came among the society of men.
They have crossed over to men, is that right?
Right.
Go ahead, read up.
Esau was a designer and deceitful man.
So Esau was a deceiver, right?
Yeah.
And we know the other name for that deceiver is the devil, right?
Yeah.
So I can see it. Get him off it.
Right.
Take it over the hill. Go ahead, buddy.
An experienced hunter.
He was a what kind of man?
Experienced.
Expert.
Expert hunter.
So this guy, he can shoot you from 55 away, right?
That's right.
Bullseye, is that right?
As
a field,
like you say,
you got something that'll go around the corner. That's
right.
Go ahead, brother.
He is
expert hunter in the field. Uh-huh. And Jacob was a man perfect and wise. So Jacob was a man that was what?
Perfect and wise.
We can't let that roll over by you.
That's good.
Jacob was a man that was perfect and wise. So who's going to handle them two terminology for us?
Mm.
What does it mean to be perfect? We got a witness that Jacob was perfect. Ain't that what the book say? Now, what does it mean to be perfect?
Mm.
That's right. Mother G of Israel. Chapter 19, what we looking at there?
Verse 7.
Hey,
is that right?
That's good enough, Mother.
Sure enough.
Take as much as you want. You call it a shot over there.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Verse 19, where
we at? Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
The covenant, the Torah of Yahweh is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Converting the soul. Good. The testimony of Yahweh is sure.
Uh-huh.
Making wise simple.
Verse 8.
Verse
8. Yes, ma'am.
The statutes. Yahweh are right, rejoicing the mind. The instruction of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eye.
So this was our father Jacob. It was his characteristic, right?
Mm-hmm.
We find out about the other guy. He was a base man. Hey,
yeah.
But we found out Jacob was wise and perfect. Don't this make you happy to hear what about your daddy?
You see that?
Tell me about my daddy.
That's right, that's right.
So our daddy was perfect and wise.
And the whole world is celebrating our forefathers and mothers, and we don't even know it. They ain't celebrating nobody that come out of England. They celebrate everything that come out of our, and we don't even know it.
That's right.
That's why I asked the question, what Joseph is talking about?
That's right.
The one in the book look like what we just seen earlier.
That's right. Come on back with that, Mother E. No, pick it back up. We ain't gonna never get through this. Dwelling in tents, pick it back up at that third line from the bottom.
Okay. really intent, heed in flock, and learn in the instructions of the Yahweh and the commandments of his father and mother.
But we see what kind of characteristics our father was, our father had, right? We read that they are going to be two manner of men, right?
Right.
Two nations and two manner of people, right?
That's right.
So if Jacob got it, we'll find out that Esau is a deceitful man, a divine and a deceitful man.
Right.
In other words, the devil, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
He covered the faces of the judge. He did all that good stuff, did it?
That's right.
Now we find out about Jacob. And Jacob found real good to me, right?
Yeah.
He said this guy was perfect and wise. He didn't mind opening the book. Is that right?
That's right.
Verse 18. Come on, Mother Eve.
Verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
And Isaac and the children of his household dwell with his father, Abraham, in the land of Canaan.
Well, I think that's all we needed out of that, Mother Eve. There was another statement I thought I was going to run into, but let's down to 25. Let's see if we can run into it, Mother Eve. Verse number 25. Read a little bit more and let me see if I can hear what I'm looking for here.
Chapter
26,
verse
25. Pick it up at 27 and 28. And we move on out of the way. 27 and 28, my love. Israel, see you, Roger.
Chapter 26, verse 27. And teach thou children and thou seed the instruction of the Yahweh and his commandments.
So this is the instruction that Isaac's daddy is giving him, Abraham, right? He said, here, teach you your children, your seed, the instructions of Yahweh and his Torah instructions, right?
That's right.
Go ahead and teach what?
And teach them the upright way.
Becoming righteous. What?
Not false accuser, not given to much wine.
But you don't get over excited with the wine, right? Right. Like the mother say, give me a sip. Come on, Mother Lee.
Teachers are good things.
So when Sarah taught Isaac who Abraham was, that was a good thing, wasn't it? Thank you, young boy, there, boy. So here we go.
That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their church. Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
To be discreet.
Chase.
Keep her at home.
Good.
Obedient.
Now, that's a powerful word too, Mother Lee. That's a hard word to accept there, right? You gotta learn how to be obedient. And that's what the book says.
Right.
Let me talk to you, then. Go ahead, me on. Obedient to who?
Obedient to thy own husband.
Now, that's a fine word there. What? That's a fine word. Let me see, since we're on that line, I didn't even mean to touch this, but yeah, I want to know. He said, you got to be obedient. Mother D of Israel, let's see what you got to be obedient in, Mother D of Israel. If we're going that way, we might as well take it all the way, huh? Ephesians chapter 5. Let's pick it up at verse 21. 21 through 25, Mother D of Israel, let's see, right. Look at Ephesians 5, 21 through 25. Let's see how much you got to be obedient in.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of Yahweh.
He said, you got to do it the way Yahweh say do it, right?
Yeah.
That's what it means to fear Yahweh. That means you do it the way he instructed us to do it, right?
Right.
Verse 22.
22.
Uh-huh.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto Yahweh.
He said, look here. You got to submit as unto who?
Yahweh.
Sarah ain't the only one you got to call somebody Yahweh. It says, submit yourself as unto your own husband as unto God. Why?
That's right.
Verse 23.
23.
Uh-huh.
For the husband is the head of the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Even as Yahweh the Son is the head of the congregation.
He said, just like Yahweh the Son tells the 25 words, what? And there's a penalty for not doing what's what?
And
likewise, and so is your husband, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, read on.
And he is the savior of the body.
And this is the one that's going to pull you out the fire. Mm-hmm. At least that's what his job description is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be instructing you in the way of Yahweh.
Yeah.
That's his job description. Mm-hmm. The number one role that he got to fulfill is, let's see what his number one role is. Mother Israel. Let's see what is your number one role is in the book of Ecclesiastes. I know we get all tied up in here, but I mean, y'all boy dictate what. Ecclesiastes in the regular book, chapter 20. Let's pick it up at 13 and 14. Let's see what his number one operation, what his number one job is on the planet, Mother Israel. What is his number one job on the planet?
Chapter 12, verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Now, this is the conclusion of what it's all about, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Fear Yahweh.
So we read that Jacob has to fear Yahweh, right? Mm-hmm. Our father. Fear Yahweh and do what?
And teach us.
What about it?
But this is the whole duty of man.
It's the whole duty of the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Mm-hmm. Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
But Yahweh shall bring every
gonna do there when Israelite man is to fill Yahweh, right? And keep his Torah instruction. Book of Ephesians chapter 5. Pick it back up at 23 through 25. Mother D.F. Israel of Seed Russell.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23-25.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife,
mm-hmm.
even as Yahweh the Son is the head of the congregation.
Yes, ma'am.
And he is the savior of the body.
So he's supposed to be laying down what Yahweh has instructed, right?
Yes.
In order to get salvation, we got to be doing what Yahweh instructed us to do, right?
That's right.
That's the only way we're going to get. Let's see if we can read that Mother Lee. Let's see how we're going to get this everlasting life, this salvation. The book of Matthew, Mother the Israel, chapter 19. Let's begin at that verse number. Let's just get to the text. Verse 17. 16 and 17. Mother, the Israel of the Lord. See how we going to get this eternal life, this salvation. How do we get a salvation, Mother V? Matthew 19, 16 and 17. Mother, the Israel of the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And behold, one came and said unto him,
what did he say?
Good master.
Good master, what?
What good things shall I do
mm-hmm.
that I may have eternal life?
He said, look here, what I got to do? Because I want some eternal life, right?
Yeah.
Verse 17.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him,
what did he say?
Why call thou me good?
He said, look here. What you up to, slip? Why call thou me good? Go ahead.
There is none good but one that mm-hmm. is Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh the Father. He just said, why you call me good, slip? He said, there ain't none good but one. That's mine. Father,
right?
But what?
But if thou would enter into life.
He said, look, if you want salvation, what you got to do?
Keep the Torah instruction.
So that's the only way you're going to get it. Right. So the man got to be, feed his household what?
Torah.
If he wants them to be saved, that's right. What he got to put on the table, right? Ephesians 5, verse 24. Mother G.F. Israel, see you right.
Ephesians 5, 24.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, as the congregation of Yahweh is subjected unto Yahweh.
He said, just like the 12 tribes of Israel is subject to Yahweh the Son, what about it?
So let the wives be to their own husband in everything.
And how much?
In everything.
Everything. I mean, eat a ball, whatever, right? Yeah. Whatever it is, he is the one that's at the head of this thing, right?
Right.
That's his position given by the Most High Yahweh.
Right.
The book of Titus. Of the Israel of Seroy. Titus chapter 2. Speaking of that, there, verse number 5 to 7. And that 5-8, Mother Z. Israel, C. Roy.
Titus, chapter 2, verse 5-8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5. To be discreet.
You say, so we have to be taught how to be discreet, great.
To be discreet.
Mm-hmm.
Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Chase keeping.
Keepers.
Chase keepers at home,
mm-hmm.
good,
go ahead.
Obedient to their own husband.
So that is a commandment of Yahweh, right? To be obedient to their own husband, that what?
To their own husband, that the words of Yahweh be not blameless.
Blasphemy. So you got to be an example to the young men, young women, ain't that right?
Right.
Verse number 6.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm. Young men,
men likewise exalt these sober minded.
Exhort men and pump them up. And teach them how to be sober minded, right?
Verse 7.
Go ahead.
In all things
what?
Show thyself a
pattern
of good work.
Go ahead.
In doctrine,
that means teaching, right?
Right.
Showing what?
Showing swiftly.
No, showing what? Uncorruptness.
Showing uncorruptedness.
So when it comes down to the word of Yahweh, you got to be a straight shooter, ain't that right?
Right.
You got to be like Mother Israel, you got to be a Isaiah 58:1 kind of individual, right? You got to be in Isaiah 58 verse 1, Mother E. What you got to be? Isaiah 58 verse 1. Verse number 1. Isaiah 58 verse 1. Isaiah 58 verse 1.
Isaiah 58 verse 1.
What about it?
Cry loud.
Cry loud.
And not.
And not
lift up that voice like a trumpet,
mm-hmm.
and show my people their transgression.
Go ahead.
And the manner of Israel their sin.
So you say you gotta show my people their transgression. The family of Israel their sin. The book of Leviticus chapter 19, Mother G of Israel see you right. Leviticus 19, pick it up at verse number 17. Book of Leviticus 19, verse 17 to 19, Mother D.F. Israel, see you look.
Leviticus chapter 19.
17 and 18, that's all we do.
17 and 18.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not hate your brother in thine mind.
You say you shall not hate your brother, your sister, in your mind, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thou shalt in any wise rebuke your neighbor.
He say, you gotta rebuke your neighbor, right? Go ahead.
And not suffer sins upon him or her.
Because if you see your loved one, you ready to go over a cliff, you just gonna stand there and watch him go over the cliff, huh?
No.
You're gonna say something, and you're not gonna whisper it. Is that right?
That's
you're
right.
Gonna cry loud.
That's
and
right.
You ain't gonna spare, right?
That's right.
That's the way we gotta be. Perfect.
Yes.
About the word Yahweh, right?
Yes.
Verse
18. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people.
Go ahead.
But thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh.
So he's saying that you got to cry loud. Despair not. The book of Titus chapter 2, verse number 5. You're on the wind down now, Mother Zeke. Wind it down now. Book of Titus chapter 2, verse number 7 and 8.
Titus chapter 2, verse 7 and 8.
Yes, ma'am. Titus 2, verse 7 and 8.
Titus 2, verse 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
In all things, show thyself a
pattern
of good work.
I mean you gotta to become accustomed. Something you do always, right?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have a pattern of good works. In doctrine and teaching what?
In doctrine in uncorruptness. Showing uncorruptness. Given
gravity
and sincerity.
Verse number 8. What about it?
Sound speech.
That what?
That cannot be condemned.
So you say you gotta have sound speech. I mean, what you gotta be able to do, Molly? How you get the sound speech? Right to the book of Psalm 104, Mother Israel of Zero. Psalm 119, verse number 4 and 104. And he said you gotta have sound speech.
They're fighting their teeth, brother. See, he said, I'm reading on page number 19.
the characteristics of Esau. And it reads, as with any script, the Bible reveals certain traits, attributes, and characteristics of the various actors or characters it talks about. We can thus find in the Bible some attributes, characteristics of Esau, which will help identify who this actor was in history and perhaps in the world today. There's much evidence showing that the seed of Esau may safely be identified with modern, they say, Jewry, so-called Jews, right? So they say that Esau is a so-called Jew. And let's see how they bring it down here. The symbolic name, Esau. The first revealed attribute associated with Esau in scripture is that of a cover associated with his name. Esau is symbolically associated with the color red. Now, we can go along with that case.
Yeah.
They say it's not us. It's the one that called himself Jews. Ain't that something else? Esau was actually born with the attributes as are described in the account of his birth. And the first Esau came out red all over like a hairy gusset. They called his name Esau. Here we find that Esau has the physical attributes of being red and happy. What about you, Mr. American? What about you? Which is contrasted with Jacob. So they say what Esau looked like is totally opposite of what Jacob looked like. And what they're trying to say, we're going to see how they throw a monkey wrench, because they are the deceivers. We're going to see if they throw a monkey wrench in here. Which is contrast with Jacob's appearance, who was a plain man. The red color of Esau was to be a sign that he would later sell his birthright to Jacob for some red pottage. So that's what they say about this guy called Esau. They say, we got Esau, but there were other red folks, they Esau. There were other red folks, they Esau. Let's see how they break it down. Let's see how they break it down here. I'm jumping to page number 50. I'm going to read a little bit of page number 50. By that time, we'll be ready to close out here. It says, the Jew versus the Christian. How this devil do, how he pulled the wool over our eyes right here. Mm. Evidence of, they got God ordained conflict and struggle between Esau and Jacob can be followed down through history to the present time. So they say the fight that took place in the womb is still going on to the present time, right?
Yeah.
World conflict, war, persecution, social struggles are a result of two different systems generated by the two different people, nations, descended from Esau and Jacob. All that good stuff sounds good to me, right?
Uh-huh.
But let me break it down for you. Let me go ahead and put the deceiver on you.
Mm-hmm.
While there are differences among any two races or nations, among no other two has such an antagonist and conflicted relationship exists as between the Jewish, and get this, and the white Christian people. Hallelujah.
We'll pray for that again. We'll pray for that.
That's page 50.
19 and 50, huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know we don't read on that way, man.
And on that note, we're going to bring back in the theater. See Israel, see
Roy, as
I say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, you don't ran off. Hey, what can I say? What can I say? But bottom line is, that book would just tell a whole lot of good stuff in there that put the thing on this man, Esau, in grand style. Kind of lost some words, isn't it? We'll get a few more in. And then one thing, we got to get out there together, no doubt about it. I'm going to run back and get a couple more statements in on something that was... I did try to get it out of the second book of Ezra, but I just won't come to me right now. When he said, where it says in that book of second book of Ezra, where it says Esau was rejected. What verse was that again? Brother Israel, it talks about Esau, he was rejected. We know he was rejected over there, and I want to precept that from that Hebrew book 12, but in 2nd Ezra, he was also rejected in 2nd Ezra. That's where he pulled that from. He pulled that from 2nd Ezra. I think in the 2nd or 3rd chapter, when Esau was rejected, they pulled that verse for death. That verse, see, remember one thing. They pull verses, but they tell you done away with. But no, they ain't nothing done away with. It just certain stuff that matters you just can't touch on, because if you keep touching on it, it's going to unfold itself, and you're going to be found a liar, big time. Although you're going to be found a liar anyway, big time by voices of the true Israelites. We're going to bury you in everything you got on the table, according to what you have put on the table, and have duped the northern kingdom up. You have messed the northern kingdom so bad that they don't know that there was once was a base people coming out.
Yeah.
They came out base.
That's right.
But now they got all type of rainbow colors, but it was prophesied that was going to happen to them. Mm-hmm. See, the last thing we got to bring out.
That's right.
So let me get a couple more hits in, man. We'll get that second Ezra tomorrow. You got it. Okay, go ahead. Second Ezra, go ahead.
Second Ezra, chapter 3.
Chapter 3?
Yeah. Pick it up at verse 13 through 16.
All right, 13 through 16. Pick that up, Mosea. Second Ezra 3. 13 through 16.
Second Ezra, chapter 3, verses 13
to 16. And Mosea, we come right back in that 12th. Chapter Hebrew, we're trying to call Hebrew and pick it back up at 16 and 17 again. We just want to show where it came from. And then we'll go back to that Revelation, Mother Eve, 12, verse number 3 and 9.
2nd Ezra, chapter 3, verses 13 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. Now when they lived so wickedly before you, thus did choose you a man from among them whose name was Abraham.
So you chose a man called Abraham, that's good.
14. Him thou lovest.
Uh-huh. Mosey, in 51 verse 2, what does he say in Isaiah behind that? What does he say behind that?
Verse 2. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bade you. I
call
him alone.
You call him what kind of way?
Alone.
That's all I want. So Abraham was called what kind of way?
Alone.
So a lot of times you gonna understand something, you gonna have to make your move alone.
That's right.
See, you gonna have to make your move. You just stop trying to beat somebody else up or whatever. That's why we in lesson we showing you soundly that you got to make sure you have you a Rebecca in your corner.
Right.
You need a Rebecca. You don't need that other woman we read last night that said, what you want? I ain't got nothing for you. See, so you got that kind of spirit, and if they representing you, they got to represent you.
That's right.
So, so it's a lot of good stuff we got. Now, come on back.
2nd Ezra chapter 3, verse 14.
Let's say.
Him thou lovest,
right?
And unto him only thou showest.
And that's right. He showed your will to Abraham. Yes. Your will was shown to Abraham only.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Verse 15. and made us an everlasting covenant with him.
With Abraham, that's right.
Promising him that thou wouldest never forsake his seed.
And it told him, I'll never forsake your seed, Abraham. Your seed, I will never forsake it now.
Verse 16.
Go ahead.
And unto him thou gavest Isaac.
Right, that's right, that's true.
And unto Isaac also thou gavest Israel, Jacob.
Jacob.
And Esau.
And Esau.
As for Jacob, thou didst chose him to you.
Yes.
And put by Esau, and so Jacob became a great multitude.
So see, that put by, that's a word I work for, reject.
Yeah.
That word means put by. That means put by. That means put by means reject.
Yeah,
see, it's plain that you got to put make a note of that. That word that means reject.
Yeah,
that put by, that means put in, just get back, Jack. No. You got to go stronger where that word means reject. Yeah. He rejected Esau. And how we know that? Come on back, and let's precept there and pull it out. How we know that word mean reject? Come on, Mother E. Come on back to 12, 16, and 17. We'll show you what that word means. We'll show you that word means reject. This is how you precept something to see that word mean exactly. That put out word mean reject.
That's right.
And how you do that? You've got to precept your Bible.
That's right.
That word called put, he put, what that word again, reason it, he put what?
Put by.
Put by.
Yeah.
They got the word called put. Put by. Right? Put by.
Yeah.
Now we're going to precept and see what the word put by means. Come on, Mosey. 12, 16, and 17. We're going to see what the word put by means. And y'all got to be able to deal with that. You got to be hearing these precepts.
Yeah.
Because this stuff going to come when we take over silently. You see the word put by? We're going to precept and see what that means. Through the precept, we get understanding. 12, 16, and 17 mean what?
Lest there be any fornication, $100 million went.
that you put it off into an organization where you could put a yo-yo string on it.
Yeah.
The Jesuits of 1838. Check into that, brother Yahshua Israel. Was
yeah.
The Jesuit that got $100 million to pass on to the slaves that built Jonestown up and built their colleges up. And but we want to find out, since they collected $100 million, who, what organization did you put it in, and who you put it in the hand of?
Yeah.
Who you getting the money to get to? Who thinking that's gonna reconcile you? No. If you put the $100 million up, it don't make no difference.
Yeah.
You got to pay a price that's written in this book. But God is about what you got you doing now. All right, where we at? Come on, Mother E. Let's close this out. Come on, Mother E. Come on to that 12, 3 and 9.
Revelation 12, verse 3, verse 9.
Yeah.
Verse 3. And there appeared another one in heaven.
Right.
And behold, a great red dragon.
A great red dragon.
And his seven heads.
Seven heads.
Seven pounds upon his head.
So he had big, all the big dignitaries with him. He had all of them. And what he do in verse number 9?
Verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out.
But that great dragon, he's going to be cast out.
That old serpent called the devil.
He called the devil?
And Satan.
He called what?
Satan.
And what else?
The whole world.
He don't see the whole world.
He was cast out
into the earth. Yeah, and his evil ministry spirit was cast out with.
Yes.
So they cast out down to the earth. Now go to Job, back to the 30th chapter of Job again. Let's find out some more about this dragon. Job chapter 30, Mother E. Let me know about this dragon.
Job chapter 30.
Figure about 29. Job chapter 30, around about 29.
Job chapter
30,
verse
29. Yeah.
I am a brother to the dragon.
And so Job said he's who?
A brother. I am a brother to the dragon.
He's good. Now come on, let's wrap this up in Numbers chapter 20. Now who are you talking about? You're a brother to the dragon. You're a brother to this dragon, this red dragon.
Yeah.
You're a brother to him. Come on to Numbers chapter 20, verse 14. 14 and 18. Numbers chapter 20, verse 14 and verse 18.
Numbers chapter 20, verse 14.
Verse 14. And Moses sent messages from Kadesh unto the king of Thus said the brother.
Who?
Isaac.
Who? Israel.
Israel. So I am a brother to the dragon, and the brother's name is Israel, and the brother he's a brother to is who? Esau ain't.
Yeah.
That was his name.
That's right.
Verse 18.
And Edom, Esau,
and his five sons said unto him,
his characteristics.
Thus shall not pass by me.
You ain't gonna never pass by me.
As I come out against thee.
You see that? And on that note, over the brother Yahshua Israel for the closing top part of the Sabbath day. So we can pick it.